This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number three, you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Us In Studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's talk about going to the moon. Article from Slate.com.
Oh, are we talking about the price of Bitcoin?
No.
Oh, okay. Some other context.
Yeah, this may be the first lunar time.
The moon, that thing up in the sky.
Yes.
This may be the first time I've heard going to the moon not used in the price of some cryptocurrency.
In a really long time.
In a really, really long time.
Yeah. Well, what's the game? And I realize that now I'm getting sidetracked. What's that card game to where... You know, you bid back and forth, and if you make the bid of we'll get all the points, it's called Shoot the Moon.
Bridge?
What?
No, not that one. Canasta, maybe?
Card game, Shoot the Moon.
I don't remember. But
let me Google that for you, Daryl.
Yeah. Yes, we are live Googling things
Parts.
On the radio.
Parts.
Okay, so one time when I was younger, we were playing that. I thought we were playing Canasta.
Oh, wait. Hearts, and you thought it was what?
Canasta.
Canasta.
That's a pretty big leap.
I thought it was bridge. I have no idea. I don't play cards.
But
poker.
Anyway, I had an absolutely horrible hand, and somehow my dad was my partner, and he was bidding, and like me and him were the only one. He didn't want to start, so like you can up the thing and pitch it to your partner.
Okay.
And I knew I had an absolutely horrible hand, and I'm just like up bidding and throwing it back to him, and he's like, I don't think you understand the game. I was like, you don't know how horrible my hand is.
Does that mean you are heartless?
Nice yes. One. Heather.
Yeah, I had no trump card. There was no way that I would have won a card. Single hand on that.
You were not making Alabama great again.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
So, anyway, yes, the actual moon, that thing in the sky...
I've heard of it.
...that some people say doesn't exist.
I remember seeing people walk around on that for the first time.
Allegedly.
Before somebody makes another age joke about it.
The moon. You know, the thing that...
Oh, yeah, you saw somebody walk on the moon.
Up in the sky.
Yeah. See, Heather, when I was growing up, we saw things
they
for the first time. They did. On my black and white TV. Now, I think we had color then, but we did see a black and white vision of, what's his name?
John Glenn.
Not John Glenn.
Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong take the first step on the moon, and that was a pretty amazing thing to see.
Yeah, and there have not been humans on the moon since 1972.
Which would be before you were born?
Correct. I wasn't going to say that.
That's okay.
However, the article here from Slate says on Monday, which, by the way, was the 45th anniversary of the last human stepping on the moon.
Why is it we've only been... Wait, how many people have stepped on the moon? What, just one?
So there was...
Oh, about a dozen.
Apollo 11 through 18, and on each...
17.
Through 17, I'm sorry.
And what year
minus
did we land?
Minus 13.
There were two people on each crew that
right.
made it
so
down.
From 69 to 72, but some of the people flew multiple missions, correct? I think.
Wait,
maybe.
How long ago was the first one?
1969.
So
how many years ago?
Almost 50.
Almost 50.
40. So if you look at how much everything else has advanced in 50 years, how come we're not like... beelining it to the moon and back.
Because the U.S. government would rather kill people overseas and spend money on that instead of spending money on going to space.
This is where the phrase, this is why we can't have nice things, because we're spending all our money in Iraq.
Maybe they're spending money stealing resources that lets them go to space.
So That's a conspiracy theory.
It is.
That there is a conspiracy theory that there's a secret space navy, and I don't want to get into that
really,
at all.
Like, it's a legit
theory?
Hold
on, I want to hear this. Yeah.
There is a theory that there's a secret space navy.
Whoa.
There's also a theory that there's some kind of secret base, not on the dark side of the moon, but, like, orbiting behind the dark side of the moon or something.
Ah.
I think the people that come up with these things are bat-ass crazy, so let's continue with actual facts. Not alternative facts, the actual facts. Slate article: on Monday, President Donald Trump signed a new space policy directive aimed at sending American astronauts back to the moon.
Wait a minute. How is it crazy if 50 years ago we sent someone to the moon, that in the last 50 years we haven't developed a friggin' base on that thing?
Yeah, I'll
I'm saying that's somewhat realistic.
Can I jump in on this one? There's not been a clear financial incentive.
What do you mean?
To go to the moon. It was ridiculously expensive the first time we went.
Yes.
And they don't, nobody to me at least has iterated, here's how we can profit from going to the moon. So if there's a profit motive, and that's why
Helium
we hear.
Helium 3.
Well, that's why we hear a lot of private companies are very interested in going back to the moon and doing that. Like I said, we don't have the financial resources, even though we lost $21 trillion.
I mean,
that's sort of what we talked about.
I didn't lose $21 trillion.
I'd say, like, the people with, like, the buy into the, like, colony on Mars thing are more, like, out there. But I'd say, like, a base on the moon seems more realistic.
Oh, a base on the moon should have happened.
Yeah.
I'm saying it hasn't, and there are people coming up with all these things of, well, you know, like, if you look at this particular something, then there's a name of a space or a ship that we know was never actually deployed in the ocean, and it's in the Navy, so therefore Space Navy, and this and that, and it's all weird circumstantial evidence that leads them to believe Space Navy has something hovering behind the moon, because otherwise you'd be able to see it with a telescope.
All right. My whole thing is you can go to the moon when you stop losing $21 trillion.
Let's continue
maybe
with
that
the
$21 trillion
article.
Is building a rocket to the moon.
I'm all jazzed up about this.
Let's
go ahead,
continue with the Slate article. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have been obsessing over the goal of sending Americans back to the moon for months. In a recent interview with Scientific American, Scott Pace, the executive secretary for the White House's newly resurrected National Space Council, gave a short defense of exactly why Trump was so interested in the moon, arguing that while President Obama's previous push for Mars and asteroid-oriented missions had some merits, they were so ambitious that they really didn't provide opportunities for international or commercial partnership. These partnerships, Pace noted, are the real reason to engage with space exploration. As he put it, quote, the reason we do space is not simply to do it, but to advance U.S. national interest. The White House thinks it can use crewed lunar missions to bolster its relationships with the commercial space industry. The only problem with this reasoning is that the commercial space industry isn't really that interested in the moon. They have their sights set on loftier goals, and there isn't really any great evidence that a pit stop to the moon will help them achieve those aims.
I disagree. I'm with Heather on this. I think the moon, if you're going to do something, and if it's, oh, God. See, but here I go again, advocating for government spending. Government, get the hell out of the way. Let the private companies, if there is a profit motive that takes them to the moon, let them do it.
All right, so I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
I'm going to go Team America on this one. I want to wave our little American flag and, like, land it on Mars and all the other, you know, I want to compete against the other countries and be like, we're better.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Chris, and say that whatever happened with Virgin Galactic, they were supposed to be doing commercial space flights by now. If they really cared about commercial space flights, like Richard Branson said he does, they'd be doing it right now. Why aren't they? Huh? Checkmate.
Because he's waiting for the price of Bitcoin to go up. Remember, he's accepting Bitcoin for those flights.
Oh, I thought the reason he wasn't doing it is because the FAA stepped in and told him that he couldn't actually launch his thing from New Mexico.
Oh,
and he couldn't actually find anywhere else to actually launch from because government interference.
Ah, there we go. Daryl was asking me a leading question I didn't have the answer to. But I don't doubt that. That sounds like things the government sometimes does.
So there's more from the Slate article. Headline, Trump wants to go to the moon to private space companies. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? You want to go to the moon? Because I do.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Batsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about going to space and going to the moon. My only question, well, I've got a bunch of questions, but a big question is, when I do finally wind up going to space for some amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and going to the moon, will I be able to take my pillow with me?
That's a good question.
When I went to Maine last weekend, I you can, you know, bet your butt I took my pillow with me, because it's a great pillow. I've been using this thing for almost 2 years. Chris, you've had one for longer than that.
It's my birthday. Nobody got me one.
Well, you're kidding.
You can use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price when you go to MyPillow.com. Let me tell you what's so great about this thing. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position, and unlike a regular pillow that winds up getting dirty and collecting dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually wash your MyPillow and then put it in the dryer, and it's a still usable pillow, and it will still wind up holding your head in the proper position. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Again, get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second MyPillow free of charge. And if you don't like it in the first 60 days for some reason, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Talking about going to the moon. That's because on Monday, President Donald Trump, on the 45th anniversary of the last trip to the moon, and yes, there have actually been astronauts that went to the moon, on the 45th anniversary of the last trip by the American Space Agency, NASA, to the moon, Trump said, "We're going back," and apparently he's got eyes on Mars as well. The White House, according to Slate.com, thinks that they can use the lunar missions to bolster relationships with the commercial space industry. The only problem, according to Slate, is that the commercial space industry isn't interested in the moon. Their sights are set on loftier goals, and there isn't really any great evidence that a pit stop at the moon will help them achieve those goals. Hmm. Chris, you wanted to make some kind of point about this, of maybe a pit stop on the moon could help them achieve whatever their loftier goals are?
Well, this is the age-old theory has been that it's much easier to launch from places that have lower gravity. You don't have to overcome as much. So the cost of a launch from Earth is very expensive. The cost of launch from the moon would be lower, but the cost of launch from like a space station with pretty much zero gravity would be even less. So I think that's probably why the idea of like lunar being a base there.
Let me ask some questions. What's the cost of getting the fuel from Earth to the moon to make that easier launch?
Right. That's the whole thing. The idea was, I mean, back in the day, and I'm sure they still kick this stuff around, is there are probably the raw materials on the moon that you could launch directly from there without having to do the transport.
And I've heard of helium-3. I don't know if there's actually any of that on the moon.
Right.
Theories are that there is some helium-3. I don't know if that could be used as rocket fuel.
I'm going to turn into like a super science nerd over the next year. I hope you guys know that.
I'm cool.
Like I've actually been doing like MIT's open courseware in a lot of the science and stuff.
Right.
Their courses, they have like free online lectures and course materials.
So are you going to build a rocket ship?
No, I'm you know what, lately I've just been like so fascinated by like anything to do with like the cosmos or like biology and like artificial intelligence, transhumanism, all this kind of stuff is just really, I really think like cryptocurrency is just one little slice of the technology that we're about to have integrated into our lives. Like, it's that's just one tiny little piece of the pie. Like,
I don't think anybody's ever said that that's the entire pie.
No, I know, but I'm just like, oh, I just foresee
right, because we understand that more than we understand quantum AI moon robots.
But I want to understand all that stuff. That's what I'm saying, and I'm on a mission right now. Mission possible to understand.
To the moon.
Yeah, mission to understand the mission to the moon. That's
right.
What I'm on
and,
right now.
Right, and that's a good thing. I think that all these different topics we bring up give us an opportunity to become cursorily familiar with some of the technologies they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll never be a rocket scientist.
Don't never say never.
Well, I have no desire to ever be a rocket scientist, but I want to understand basically how this stuff works.
Yeah. But what about a brain surgeon?
I'll probably never be one of those either because I don't want to be one, but I'd like to understand advances in brain surgery.
What about a marathon runner?
Because I want to understand the basics of brain surgery.
Well, what's crazy is the parallels between biology and, like, outer space, right? Like, the way everything is, like, laid out. Like, the connections, the energy, like, the, you know, the planets could be like organisms. You know what I mean? There's just so many
solar systems look like little atoms.
Yeah, like right? There's so much similarity, though.
I think somebody's been taking LSD before doing
those
work.
I've never done psychedelic drugs.
It sounds like Heather and I are just stone talking.
No,
so,
this is...
Let's continue with the Slate article where Slate says... The real thing that would make redirecting to the moon worthwhile for private companies... is if there's money to be made there.
You're here.
It's true that companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin are making fast strides in cutting costs through reusable architectures, but each launch is still far from profitable. And even though the space industry has always been understood as a long-term play, eventually ventures like asteroid mining, space tourism, space deep space travel, and others will put their books in the black. In the meantime, they have to be cautious and discerning. Scott Hubbard, a Stanford professor and 40-year veteran in space-related research, says, these folks aren't running charities. Hubbard also recently authored a piece in The New Space, arguing that a shift to the moon could derail plans to get to Mars. He says, this is for-profit business, whether it's Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, or Lockheed Martin, or even Boeing.
Right. They're all in it for the profit. Unfortunately, it's unprofitable. So for them to do these things, who helps them out?
FedGov.
Federal government with your taxpayer dollars. So
right. And that's what Trump wants. He wants to wind up working with these private companies to... help NASA get to the moon.
Right, and I think the conservative message, you know, if there is, you know, this fiscally responsible message is, you know, they just need a little bit of help at the start, but once they're able to do these things on their own, then we won't have to pay for them, and we'll reap some of the rewards of this. And, you know, if the money's not there to do something, then wait till you have the money to do it. It drives me nuts.
If there are valuable resources on the moon to mine, the investment could pay off. If, and that's the thing, we don't know. But they delve into a little bit more here. Plus, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, apparently, blinds wind up killing people. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about going to the moon. And yes, that requires rocket science. Something that does not require rocket science, but does require some level of knowledge of using the internet, is leaving us a rating and a review on, say, iTunes or Stitcher or some of the other podcast aggregating sites out there. Now, I know there are some shows that will say, go and leave a 5-star rating. If you only want to give 4 stars, give an honest rating and an honest review. And the more ratings, the more reviews that you wind up having, then the easier it is for people to find the podcast. Now, yes, we are a radio show broadcast on about 170 stations across the country, but we also put the archives up as a podcast, and that's been happening since podcasts were a thing. So, again, if you like the show, leave a rating, leave a review, helps other people find the show. So, back to the moon. Talk. And we're talking about going back to the moon. And again, article from Slate. There's you know, sort of the discussion here is about whether or not private companies actually want to go to the moon, or if they just want to go do other things, go to Mars, deep space travel of some sort. Interstellar travel has been discussed.
Asteroid mining.
Space tourism. Asteroid mining. Things that might be more profitable than just a trip to the moon.
I think asteroid mining is the only thing, and possibly lunar mining are the only things that, to me, stand a real chance of generating real revenues.
Right, and that's where we're at in the article. Now, they say, if there are valuable resources on the moon, the investment could pay off. But again, this is a big if because we don't really know. And that's exactly what they say. But so far, we don't have a clear enough picture of what it takes to warrant the investment of sending people up there. Helium-3 has been touted as one resource, but there's no certainty it's available in large enough quantities on the moon, nor is there a financially sustainable method of extracting it and transporting it back to Earth yet.
Yeah, so the question I have is, why is this article talking about sending people? Can we not send probes? We've sent probes to frickin' Mars. Those things are crawling around still.
Mars is the only planet in the universe that we're aware of that is inhabited solely by robots.
That's a good point. But again, this is the kind of thing that if it makes financial sense for somebody to launch a probe, a roamer, what do they call them?
Rover.
A rover, thank you. To go up there and take samples and find out how much there is, then these things will happen. But, you know, the thought that, you know, FedGov's going to jump in with, you know, billions of dollars to make this happen, hoping that it works out for somebody, I'm not feeling it.
And, you know, it's almost like you read the article because that's the point that Slate winds up making.
I'm agreeing with Slate. You heard it here first.
They mentioned that there could be huge reserves of water or ice on the moon, which could give rise to a water-based lunar economy, but it's hypothetical. It would be faster and cheaper to do this with robots instead of people.
All right, now I am just going to speed read the rest of the article so I don't keep saying what you're going to say anyway. Go ahead.
Perhaps this explains why so few private companies have lunar ambitions. Astrobotics, Moon Express, and Blue Origin are developing robotic technologies relevant to delivering cargo to and from the moon, which could support something like a mining operation, but this doesn't exactly require them to land on the moon. Similarly, others including Lockheed Martin and Boeing are focused on getting to the moon to orbit, not to land on it, and both companies are already partnering with NASA to develop architectures related to the Deep Space Gateway, a space station capable of moving between Earth and the Moon as a staging platform for a human mission to Mars in the 2030s and places beyond after that.
So, okay, well, that makes a little bit more financial sense, except for what? They're partnering with NASA. Which means tax dollars are going to Boeing and Lockheed Martin. And
NASA is one of the few entities that I would actually wind up, if they stopped being a government agency, I would donate to.
So would I. I would too, because as much as I bust on federal government spending, I love the idea of exploration. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. But I don't want people that don't want to pay for it to have to pay for it.
Right. And there's definitely more to this article. Link will get posted up on the Facebook and the Twitter. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, what are your thoughts on traveling to the moon?
Well, you know, we never went to the moon in the first place.
We did.
It's a hoax. We never went. It's all just made up. It was all pictured, taken in a white van. A bunch of
That on TV when I was growing up. You're ruining my childhood memories.
I'm guessing you also saw A Christmas Story on TV when you were a kid, and that didn't happen either. That's just a movie.
I know that.
So, Sarah, who wound up filming the faked moon landing? Faked, according to Sarah, not according to reality. Who filmed that?
I don't know who filmed it, but they said the Earth was not moving like it was supposed to be if you really were in the moon, because the moon was rotating. But I believe that it's a big hoax.
You're not alone in that. A lot of people do.
So does the moon even exist? Is it actually there, or is that a hoax too?
Oh, come on.
No, it's there, but there's people living on there. And then they kept that a big secret. They have image photos of cities and roads and convention centers that they support.
All right, hold on. So people live on the moon, but NASA never went to the moon. How's that possible?
The thing is, we cannot leave this Earth atmosphere in our physical bodies. It's not allowed.
Not allowed by whom?
No, hold on. Go ahead.
By the cosmic law, the universal law.
You're not allowed
to, in an earthly body, you have to maintain in the Earth. You're not allowed. You have to be born into the Earth atmosphere by cosmic law.
Is this Scientology?
No, I heard it from the Hare Krishna movement.
Okay.
But I called them about my volunteer work. I passed out this political
You passed
directory.
Out? Are you okay? Did you dehydrate? Did you get some fluids?
No, I hand out a leaflet with all the representatives and senators and that book. But it's part of my volunteer work.
Okay.
And did you know that I was a TV star on Cable Access Channel? I was on the TV at least 50 times.
You're kidding
me.
Can you send us a link here to the show of any video or anything like that?
Well, the thing is, it has been shut down by our last mayor because he was against marijuana. He was against the wage increase. And he's against what's the stuff that was on the radio show. So he shut it down.
Huh. He shut down the cable access?
What station? What's the station called?
Oh, Cable Access Channel 27. And,
gotcha.
I definitely want to look into that because it doesn't sound accurate that the mayor could just shut down the cable access channel.
They could have cut the budget to it or something like that.
No, because there's a federal law that cable access is something that if you have it, you have to have it. You can't just unilaterally say, nope, not doing it anymore.
Well, I want to see Sarah, damn it.
Sarah, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's this about some window blinds killing people? Do we need to regulate these things like 30-round bump stocks? This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. We're going to change gears and talk about why you should never, ever, 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 ever use window blinds that have a cord on them. So maybe you want to buy some cordless window blinds. Those things actually exist, by the way, I understand. Well, begin your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and then from there, you can go to Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Walmart. Maybe you want to get some steaks. Go to Omaha Steaks, Newegg, several other things listed there at shop.freetalklive.com. So just head over to shop.freetalklive.com and then bookmark the site that you want to go to. And then you can just click on the bookmark instead of going to shop.freetalklive.com before clicking the link. So, Chris, what's this about killer window blinds?
They kill, Daryl.
Yes, hence the name killer window blinds.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Sometimes headlines just grab my eye.
So
like,
how many
really?
People a year die because of window blinds?
Well, we're going to get into that.
Are we talking in the single digits, double digits?
Almost.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Between 1990 and 2015, almost 300 children died.
Between 1990 and 2015?
Yes.
So that's 25 years. So that's double digits per year.
Right.
All right.
So here's the story. Death from window blind shows need for cord ban, studies say. Chicago has come to us from the Associated Press. Children's injuries and death from window blinds have not stalled despite decades of safety concerns, according to a new U.S. study that recommends a complete ban on blinds with cords. Nearly 17,000 young children were hurt by window blinds between 1990 and 2015, and though most injuries were minor, no pun intended, almost 300 died, the study shows. Most deaths occurred when children became entangled or strangled by the cords.
All right, so I've got questions here.
As a mom, I'm just going to say that, like, I'm so glad my daughter survived 8 years. Because there's so many things that can go wrong. It really is.
Did you have blinds in your house?
We did. Yeah, we survived blinds. And
you survived blinds.
I think, like, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's like survival of the fittest. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at the blinds here in the studio, and the cord is at a height to where a toddler could not get to that. Even if you pull the window blinds up, the cord is still going to be above a height that a toddler... How do toddlers get tangled in these things?
Quite frankly, I consider myself somewhat of a mini-blind expert, so please defer to me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you considered yourself a toddler.
No, please consider...
Show me how you get tangled.
So the reason that those blinds have... they're closed right now, so the cord is very high. A toddler can't reach them. When the blinds are all the way open, the cord, if you just install them right out of the package and slap them up, you might end up with a foot or two on the bottom that's on the ground, and maybe it's a foot or two just there.
Oh, so you're telling me that idiots don't cut the cord to be the proper length?
Yes, that is what I'm telling you. And if you do the
their house, I mean...
What's that?
If people don't baby-proof their house, I mean...
Yeah.
It's like if you have stairs in your house, put up a gate. If your kid goes tumbling down the stairs, you're just a crappy parent.
Right.
I mean,
that's why you don't let the kids upstairs until they can actually walk.
Right.
I know, but I mean, we used to have like one of those like split levels or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we had like the gates at the top and the bottom. And like when you have a baby, you take precautions. This is where you're supposed to.
All right. So what happens when your baby climbs over the gate and then just tumbles down the stairs?
Well, then the baby's old enough to climb and clamber. So
things happen.
The baby gets their head stuck between the railing
My daughter's been injured twice, but very mildly. It was more like hit her head on the coffee table kind of thing.
Mild concussions.
I had a boy. Yeah. Her kid was getting injured.
She was like jumping on the couch one time, and we had this big indoor air conditioner, one of those indoor ones that are huge.
Right.
And it like comes up higher than the armrest of the couch. Mm-hmm. And so she's jumping on the couch, caught the edge of her eye on it, and it just ever so slightly hit this like little vein artery thing. Just then kept bleeding all over the place.
And Heather freaked out.
Oh, yeah. There's only been two times where she's bled like that from the tiniest little scrape, just right on the same, same spot, too.
The
other one was the coffee table. And one time I almost passed out, and it was just her and me. I had to like go in my freezer and get a pack of vegetables and like put it on my forehead because like my blood pressure dropped and
the
I started
kid's
freaking
bleeding.
Out.
Heather's freaking.
I want to continue on your oxygen mask first.
Exactly.
Let's continue with the story here about deadly window blinds.
Injuries continued even after manufacturers adopted voluntary safety standards, including warning labels. The industry now has a plan in the works to make cordless blinds the only option in retail stores and online.
All right, so it sounds like the window blind companies are doing this on their own.
It sounds to me like...
If they want to do it, that's
the government, they are afraid of what government action may be coming their way, so they are going to mandate that instead of you being able to buy a $4 mini blind at Walmart, you are now going to be buying a $20 mini blind at Walmart.
So you're stimulating the economy because you're spending five times as much, Chris.
The blinds break the window, we'll even make more money, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
I still think the numbers, if you were to like get all the numbers in the same time span of kids that hit their head on a coffee table, it would be so much
higher,
more.
Right?
Because they're all like walking and they hold the thing, and when they're trying to learn how to walk. So think about how many kids have smashed their head on the edge of coffee tables, but you don't see like...
We should ban them.
Door hinges.
Right.
How many kids have ever fallen and hit their head on a door hinge?
Or get their finger...
I
slammed mine in a door hinge when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
When I was two, I was standing up on a chair at Mamaw's kitchen table. She was cooking. She turns around and she tells me, "Daryl, you better sit down before you fall out of that chair and crack your head wide open. I sat down, lost my balance as I sat, fell out of the chair, cracked my head wide open, had to get 3 stitches to the back of my head.
When you think
about...
He was
dropped as a baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
that I wasn't dropped, I fell.
Okay, whatever.
And then when I was 8, I stood up into a deadbolt lock. You can feel the dents in my head.
But yeah, honestly, though,
that was painful.
When you think about the number of ways people can die or the number of things that can go wrong at any stage in life, it's literally like nothing short of a miracle that we're all still here today.
So I don't want to, believe me, there's parents out there that honestly lost their child.
I know.
Because they got wrapped up in a set of window blinds. And I feel horrible for that. I mean, how can you not feel horrible for that? But is the solution really that government has to be this threat to industry to do away with the cords, something that's been in existence for God knows how long?
I just don't understand why people don't use curtains, but I would never try to legislate that you must use curtains.
Right. Right, right, right.
Like, window blinds to me seem kind of pointless. Like, just use a curtain.
Yeah. Well, if the industry wants to come up with a safer product, that's great. And I think a lot of people will appreciate that.
Just put all of the what not to do things in a little packet and send it home with all the new maternity boards or whatever.
You know, did you get anything like that?
Packets and stuff?
Well, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we got tons of stuff.
When you go to the hospital, they give you all kinds of stuff. Plus, when you're pregnant, I
went to that's not something me and Chris have to worry about getting.
Well, women, when you're pregnant, you read a lot of books. I mean, you got like 9 or 10 months to plan for it, so it's not like it should come as a surprise to anyone. So you read all the parenting books, you go to the classes, you know, like you prepare for it.
And then the baby comes home and you still have no idea what you're doing.
You're like,
none whatsoever.
I'm still like, I have no idea what I'm doing, and she's 8, and that's why I'm like, yes, she's still alive. I'm winning.
At least you don't have to worry about the diapers anymore.
I know. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, but it's that's the whole thing about parenting is,
she, like, just barely fits in the top of the little section at the in the supermarket carriages. You know,
Like, so just, she's at that
just
stage.
Just barely. She's like, I don't think she's too big.
Does she still want to ride there?
Sometimes. And then she wants to get out and pick up stuff to put in the cart. And I'm like.
She wants to help you spend your money.
Yeah.
My son went through that, too. And then I find things at checkout. I didn't.
Where did this come from? Where'd this box of only marshmallow Irish... what's the Irish cereal with the Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, the only marshmallow. Remember the only marshmallow version that they came out with?
No.
Where it's just like,
every
only marshmallows. This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. This story about the killer cords will be on the Facebook and the Twitter. And as always, we will be back tomorrow and always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.